The Czech Republic, along with most Council of Europe member states, has signed on to the Istanbul Convention, which aims at preventing and combating violence against women and domestic violence, and adapted its legislation towards ratifying the treaty. The main challenge now, according to the Czech Women's Lobby, is to take concrete steps to better prevent such violence and help those who fall victim to it. Brian Kennedy reports.
Dr. Hanna Stelzerova, director of the Czech Women's Lobby, a network of 32 non-profit organizations promoting women's rights in this country, says a recent Amnesty International survey to which the network contributed underscores a basic misconception among Czechs about victims of rape in particular.
What it shows is the perception of the society, how they view sexual abuse. And mainly, it's whether they are victimizing women for being raped in some specific circumstances. The research shows that almost half of the population still thinks that if woman is drunk or is wearing short skirt or is flirting with men, she is responsible for being raped.
When the Amnesty International survey was last carried out in 2015, an even greater percentage of Czechs were inclined to blame the victim, and there was less awareness about the extent of rape and other forms of violence against women. Dr. Stelzerova says in the new survey, 71% of respondents said they think violence against women is a problem in Czech society.
Then we also asked, and that the biggest aim of the Istanbul Convention, but prevention is something to be applied to solve the problem. 84% of the respondents said yes. What we think is this is a signal for actually ratifying this convention and bring more prevention and more measures into our society that would help this theme and the victims of violence.
The Istanbul Convention entered into force in 2014, but is yet to be ratified by the Czech Republic. In recent months, opposition to ratification has grown due to concerns that it aims to undermine traditional family values, for example, that it is promoting same-sex marriage, or would legally recognize third-sex status, or automatically grant refugee status to transgender or intersex people. Some of this stems from confusion over the difference between sex, which refers to the biological characteristics that define humans as female or male, and gender, which encapsulates socially constructed roles and behaviors a given society finds appropriate for men and women. Dr. Stelzerova again.
When we put the signature on the convention, there was no such discussion here, maybe 2 years ago. But in between, many things happened, and now the society is divided. Many people, when they hear the name Istanbul Convention, just directly think it has something to do with migration. And if they don't think this, they think it has something to do with homosexual marriages. Are asking the government right now to be legal in the Czech Republic. So it's a mixture of things. None of them is in the convention. But because we don't use very often the term gender, and which is mentioned in the convention, people are twisting the meaning of this word.
Article 14 of the Istanbul Convention does require signatory states to include teaching material on non-stereotyped gender roles in formal curricula and to empower girls and boys alike to pursue options in life not limited to traditional roles for them. But while the convention opposes any form of discrimination, it makes no reference to the legal recognition of same-sex marriage.